This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Markets are closed today in observance of the President's Day holiday. Here is how the markets closed on Friday. Joined now by Ross Baldwin of AgMarket.net. Ross, how did we trade in the grains on Friday?
We're ending the week on a stronger note here for today anyways. March corn's been trading 3 cents higher for going into the settle. We actually made a new high for the move on corn here, and March got up to 499 and three quarters before it did pull back a little bit, and we ended up settling at 496 and a quarter. But all in all, I mean, it was a firmer week of trade across the grain markets. Corn was around 8 cents higher on the week. Over in the bean market, beans are ending the day about 6 to 7 cents higher. That is about 10 cents off their high that they made here earlier this morning, but settled today right around 1036. For the week, beans are still a little bit lower on the week, around 8 to 10 cents lower. The big story, though, today, or the big market move, was in the wheat market. Chicago wheat ended the day about 23 cents higher, settled right at $6 here on the day. And for the week, wheat is ending, we're about 16, 17 cents higher on the week. And a lot of today's move in the wheat market's more so driven by the cold snap, not only in the central plains here in the U.S., but also over in Russia and the impacts that they might have on their wheat crop. A lot of times the February WASDE's not a huge market mover, but we did see some changes in that report. The world carry out for corn, beans, and wheat all did get lowered. The big change for the bean market was the USDA lowering Argentina's bean production.
That was Ross Baldwin with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership, and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
Markets are closed today in observance of the President's Day holiday. Here is how the markets closed on Friday. March corn up 2 3/4 at 496 and a quarter. March soybeans up 6 even at 1036 even. March soybean meal up 320 at 295.90. March soybean oil down 18 cents at 46.07. On the Merc, February live cattle down $2.27 at 194.25. March feeder cattle down $1.62 at $266.35. April lean hogs down 50 cents at $92.60. Class 3 milk down 9 cents at $19.70. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.